Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the modern-day trombonist born in England and now calling New York City home. That was Elliot Mason with the tune Then There Were More Than Three off his latest 2018 CD, Before, Now, and After. So his path to music began with the trumpet and lessons that his father gave him at the age of four. At the age of seven, he was stuck with an overwhelming curiosity about his father's trombone, and he switched his focus from the trumpet to the trombone. By 11, he was performing as a trombonist in dance halls, theaters, clubs, pubs, and covering all styles of music, but concentrating primarily on jazz and improvisation. At 15, he won the National Daily Telegraph Young Jazz Soloist Award and was featured at John Dankworth's Wavendon Jazz School. From there, he would grow up, leave England, and join his brother at the Berklee College of Music on a full tuition scholarship, where he met and studied with the likes of Hal Crook and Phil Wilson, along with many others. As time went on, by 2007, he was invited to become a member of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, directed by the great Wynton Marsalis. And in 2011, he was asked to join NYU's faculty as a jazz trombone instructor within their extensive jazz studies program. Now he is at Juilliard teaching, and he has had the chance to play with the best minds in music, like the Count Basie Orchestra, Mingus Big Band, Maria Schneider's Orchestra, the Toshiko Akiyoshi Orchestra, Paul Simon, Simon, Willie Nelson, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and so many others. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about becoming a family man and welcoming a new child into his life. And all of that has become a part of his art. Have a listen.
There's parts where, like, one of the tunes has, like, the baby's heartbeat, and that was when, you know, we were doing the sonogram thing and recording all that, and so I actually put that on the track. And there's lyrics that kind of involve him and also just, like, the story of how Sophia and myself met. So it is very personal, but I always feel like that kind of brings out more of an emotional quality to not only writing, but also, you know, how you perform something, if you're performing it for a certain reason.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs the trombone with the likes of Ryan Heinlein and a cast of very talented musicians right here in Kansas City, Missouri, putting out a new canvas to fill with pure jazz. So one of those cats that Elliot could listen to that would make everything become right in the world is legendary sax man John Coltrane. And as we hear Train slip into the tune Blues to You off the 1962 classic Coltrane Plays the Blues, have a listen to Elliot talk about it.
The Coltrane Plays the Blues, I mean, I could put that on and that would change. If I was feeling down, that could change the way that I'm feeling for the whole day. I mean, and that kind of power, I think, is just a wonderful thing to be able to possess, or just even to have as a listener, that could change your mood. Thank you. How you guys doing? This is Elliot Mason, jazz trombonist. You're listening to Neon Jazz by Joe DiMino. Thank you.
Off his latest release, 2018's Piano Cinema, that was the Kansas City native Harold O'Neill with the tune Jukebox Motion. This album is his second solo piano release, and he says it is his statement of his signature piano style that he actually calls by the same name. Harold is a very busy cat. He's a pianist, composer, actor, dancer, and speaker. He has a very extensive resume, garnering numerous features in major press outlets like Fortune Magazine, NPR, and it goes on and on and on. From a veteran jazz guitar cat, we dig him around here, Joe Puma. This is the Moon Song off the 2011 CD, Jazz Guitar Greats, as this hour of jazz moves right along.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino. I'm an electric guitar player, percussionist, singer from New York City.
Yeah.
as we stay in that guitar mindset, this is jazz guitar force, originally from Germany, Leni Stern. Now, she's in New York. That was the tune Klobbus off her latest 2018 CD, simply called 3. She is an unstoppable force of bottomless energy. Her longtime fans know her from a very successful jazz career that saw her touring the globe on the stage of every major festival and legendary club with bands that included some of the biggest names in the scene, like Paul Motian, Bill Frisell, just to name a few. And in the last 13 years, Leni has worked her hardest, forging a new sound that is all her own, composing, studying, practicing, and with the rhythms and tonalities of West Africa through the chops of an accomplished jazz guitarist. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Leni opened up about her life and how jazz shaped her. Have a listen.
Munich was the site of Radio Free Europe, which was an American radio program that they used to send propaganda to the East Bloc, to the communists. And one of their most effective tools was to send jazz over there, which is why I think jazz is still so popular in Poland, in Czechoslovakia. They have these great big jazz festivals because they used jazz as a way to reach people and to try to get them to rebel against the Russians.
One musician Leni spent a lot of time with was veteran jazz drummer, percussionist, and composer Paul Motian. Joined by his trio back in 2013, this is the tune Calypso. And as we get into it, listen to Leni talk about Paul.
Usually the people that criticize you are not the greatest musicians. My first drummer was Paul Motian, and I never got once the feeling that it was any different to him if I was a woman or a man. If anything, sometimes I think he loved to be controversial, and he loved to do controversial things. That's just how he was. He would always come into the club when we played with two 19-year-old girlfriends, and the rest of the band was green with jealousy. But that's just like how he was.
Thank you.
is Harold O'Neill from Kansas City, currently residing in New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was a formidable duo of Mike Clark and Delbert Bump with the tune Topsy off the 2018 CD Retro Report. So Mike's father was a railroad man, and he picked up a great understanding of different musical styles around the country while riding the rails, from Herbie Hancock's Headhunters to a long list of greats. Mike shows how it's done both on the drums and as a jazz man. Hip, positive, and adventurous, and at 70, Mike met up with his longtime friend Delbert Bump, and together they tracked an album of Hammond bass grooves. Retro Report is a great album. You should pick it up. From saxophonist and composer Joshua Redman, a star in the world of jazz, joined by drummer Brian Blade, bassist Scott Coley, and trumpeter Ron Miles, this is the tune Unanimity off his latest CD offering called Still Dreaming, and that's always what he is doing. This is an album inspired by his father Dewey Redman's band, Old and New Dreams. Next on this dreamy hour of music here on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. Martin Kreiser, big band leader from New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was alto saxophonist and bandleader Pete Brown with the 1954 tune, I Can't Believe You're in Love with Me, off the LP Peter the Great. Always busy and ready to roll in different genres on his third album in 7 months, this is legendary singer Van Morrison teamed up with jazz veteran Joey DeFrancesco for a collection of originals and standards. This is the tune Hold It Right There, off the 2018 CD You're Driving Me Crazy, and we hope you are, as this hour of Neon Jazz rolls on.
Whoa, don't you go nowhere. like a filthy hog loves his corn. I love you, baby, like a filthy hog loves his corn. Been in love with you, baby, since the day that I was born. You gotta wait a minute, baby. Wait a minute, baby. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Whoa, don't you go nowhere. Don't go nowhere right now.
To this hour of jazz is coming to a close, and fittingly, we go with jazz drummer and a member of the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra led by Wynton Marsalis. This is Mr. Herlin Riley with the 1993 tune Watch What You're Doing, and I think we've been doing that over this last hour of music, exploring the magic of jazz. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man always tinkering with the breadth and width of music magic, the Harry Potter of radio broadcasting, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We love you out there in Radio Land. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
There you go.
Neon Jazz.